Hello, everybody, and welcome to Motivation Monday. It's an offshoot of Sell or Die, the most amazing podcast in podcast land.
What makes it the most amazing podcast?
We're over 50,000 downloads a month right now, shooting for 150.
That's right. That's right. Because we give real tips and strategies that you can use immediately after the show.
Take it out into the street and turn it into money 1 minute after you hear it.
Cold
this is Jeffrey Gittimer.
Cash.
I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling, and this is...
I'm Jen Gluckell, founder and CEO of Sales in the New York Minute, and we are joined by...
Brent Thomas, just creator of all.
I read that somewhere.
I love that.
In the Bible. So I want to make...
God who said that.
I want to make sure that we are all on tap here. This is our Monday sales meeting, our Monday motivation meeting, our kick in the pants to you, the great diehards.
That's right. We want to know where you're listening from. So write us a note in the comments. Where are you joining us from? And what do you sell?
Right. And why aren't both your friends on this thing?
I don't know. Share this baby out, guys. Bingo. Share this baby out. Give us some likes. Share it out. We want to continue delivering this free content every single week, but we need your help to share it out to your friends.
Today is a very monumental day because we're going to go into the metaphysics of the world and talk about who you are as a thinker, not just as a doer.
That's right. But before we do, Jeffrey, do you know, well, of course you know, but I don't know if our diehards know this,
Jeffrey Gittimer is back. Oh, I am. Hashtag Gittimer's back.
Hashtag Gittimer is back. You are going back on live public seminar tour all over the country. This is super exciting. The first stop is Des Moines, May 17th and 18th. Second stop is going to be Charlotte in the middle of June, I think the 14th and 15th. Dates will be
released. And then we have no idea where the hell
today.
We're going from there. But I can tell you we will be in Atlanta. I can tell you we will be in Dallas. I can tell you we will be in Chicago. And I can tell you we'll be in the home of the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, you've been getting a lot of requests from Canadians.
41-33.
I forgot the score, so thank you so much, Jeffrey.
Constant reminder.
I'll be in a bunch of places, maybe Washington. But if you want me in your city, all you got to do is just pop it in there.
By the way, it's not just on Sell or Die when Jeffrey brings up the Super Bowl. In case you were wondering, it's all day.
Oh, yes. Exactly.
I got a ding. I love when I get a ding. Thank you, Doug. Oh, we didn't even introduce our people behind the scenes over here.
Let's introduce Alex first.
All right. We have the great Mr. Vang, Mr. Alex Vang, and he is in charge of our... all of our digital strategy and social media.
And he'll be...
Does he have a mic yet?
He'll be tweeting this, and he'll be...
No mic.
...Facebooking this and all the other things that go along with it.
That is correct.
And the great Doug Branson, who is our producer and intruder extraordinaire.
Yes. Sums it up.
I love that. Yeah. Oh, there we go. That is actually what we think of when we think of Doug.
Exactly.
So that was very appropriate.
He has come down from the heavens to join us just this afternoon, and then he's going right back where he came from.
Oh, man. All right, so we have a bunch of people who have joined us, and I want to make sure we're giving you guys shout-outs and saying, hey, so we have Rich from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He says, visit us. Andy from Los Angeles. Gregory William Harold Roberts.
You need more names.
From Saskatchewan, Canada, Debt Help Services. We have Ron Goodwin. Hey, Ron. He's driving in the rainy Boston Marathon Monday.
Ooh, it's today the marathon?
I think it's today, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was yesterday. It's not a Sunday?
No, it's a Monday.
I think it's today.
Okay, cool. You might not be able to drive around far because it's going to be a lot of traffic.
Boston strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. All right.
And the Red Sox are in first place, and the Patriots will lose again next year. Just a statement.
I think he sent you some things to look at on Facebook, but we'll definitely be getting back to you, Ron. Thank you for all the beautiful images of
Boston.
The Boston team.
Yeah, thank you very kindly.
Boston team.
Then we have Brian Silvers. Hey, Brian, we don't know where you're joining from, but hey. Let us know what you're selling and what you're thinking about for this week. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns, need help with a specific sale you have going on? We want to help.
Boss have his foot up your ass, making cold calls. Come on. Tell us.
Andy says Brent is coming to L.A. this week.
Oh,
which is true. I'm going out there this coming up weekend.
Cool.
Yes.
Cool.
Andy is actually a very professional young speaker.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, Andy, what's up?
We might have to get him on this show. He's cool.
Serial entrepreneur, internationally acknowledged author. See how much you can find out about a person just by clicking their name?
I love it. I love that. Thanks for the link.
No, I clicked on his name.
Oh,
he didn't give a
link.
That's
what I meant.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what our names are. They're links these days.
Yeah.
Links to who we are and what we do.
That's true.
I like when my name appears in blue. I don't know about you, but I'm a bluebie.
All right, so Andy says, what's up? Brian says, I've given away 20 or so of the Little Red Book. Thank you very much for that. You can get yours autographed at buygittimer, B-U-Y, gittimer.com.
And a lot of people like to do that. It costs a little more money to
buy more than Amazon.
Versus Amazon.
Yeah.
But you get a signed copy. You give it to somebody. It's like a big deal.
Yeah.
And if you do it right and you place the order, I will personalize someone's name in it and sign it.
Yeah.
Got it?
It's pretty cool. I like getting signed books, so I like giving them because I know I like getting them.
You know, I've never received another signed book from any other author.
Wow.
Except for you and one other author, actually, Ginger Bell. However,
oh, cool.
Yeah, so she's sent a few things our way.
That's nice.
But I get a lot of feedback from people I talk to that have received signed books from you, Jeffrey, and they love it.
That's cool. Hey, okay. So Lauren Ashley K says, hey, Brent, can't wait to see you this week.
Yeah, Lauren.
And Andy Brent's says, Brent, you coming to Progression Conference with Ty Lopez and myself?
Oh, yeah. We'll see.
Cool.
Let me open up for you. The hype
very
man.
Cool. Very cool. All right. So that said, this week we're talking about...
mindset.
That's right. Mindset. Your mindset.
And what occurs, you know, like... when I say mindset, what do you think of? What words come to your mind that give you the definition of mindset? Because we're about to go into a pretty deep, because it's going to determine outcome. An outcome to you might be a successful meeting or making a sale or getting a reorder or overcoming a problem. But whatever it is,
you're getting an introduction.
Yeah, you're looking for an outcome. You're going to a networking meeting, you're looking for an outcome. You're going into a sales call, you're looking for an outcome. And we want to talk about what the factors are. So Jen's going to kick this off and tell us what her thinking was when she came up with this brillante topic. Take it away, Jen.
All right, so I want you to think about two times that you were in the exact same situation.
Let's give it one time. Oh, I see.
No. Two different times where the same situation has occurred, but you've had different mindsets around each time.
Like,
so for example,
at the grocery store.
You're online at the grocery store waiting, or you're going to work and you're in traffic, okay? So sometimes you might have a super positive mindset about it, like, this is awesome. I get to hear one more song or the end of the podcast. Who cares? You're not even thinking about the fact that there's traffic. And other times you might be thinking, it's raining and there's so much traffic and I hate my commute. And it's the same exact commute.
No,
the
I'm
only
stuck
thing
in
that's
traffic
changed,
and I'm going to miss my meeting.
Right. But the only thing, it's the same exact commute. The only thing that's changed is your mindset around it.
Got it.
So this happens in our personal lives all the time. It also happens in your sales life. And we're going to talk about what's going on in your sales life and how your mindset can affect that.
I want you to think about it in a way that every single person who's listening right now can understand it. You're sitting in your doctor's office waiting room.
Mine doesn't keep me waiting. I can't relate to that.
But the bottom line is people, Jen,
it's your doctor.
They do.
Dr. Lipton doesn't keep anyone waiting. Come on.
And you're sitting in the waiting room and you're nervous because something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
And you want to know what the outcome of that is going to be.
Yeah.
Are they going to give you Gabrielle wants to know, do I have to have a shot?
Do I need a shot?
Yeah. That's all the kid wants to know. And
she tried to convince me, by the way, that last week she got a shot. And I was like, but I thought there were no shots. She's like, but they gave me one of those tetanus. And I'm like, really? She's like, just kidding.
But the bottom line is everyone has had repeat situations, and mindset is going to determine how you enter it and how you exit it.
But what happens is people often blame it on the situation. So like, I'm so annoyed because today there was so much traffic.
Well, or the weather.
Or whatever. But last time there was so much traffic, you weren't annoyed. So what's changed? The only thing that's changed is how you're thinking about it.
Right. And the way
there can be circumstances. So
okay.
you've talked about those too, where you're sitting in traffic and maybe you're more inclined to be positive about it because you don't have anything ahead of you. Whereas if you're in traffic and you do have a meeting, suddenly circumstances have changed, and that can affect your mindset. So how do you overcome that situation?
What you're happening, and that's excellent, Doug. What happens is you let things overcome your mental process. So you're riding along, everything's fine, all of a sudden you come to a traffic jam. So whenever you're riding along, you're fine. You're listening, you're bopping, and then the traffic jam comes.
Maybe you're listening to us.
What's this? Yeah, the Sell or Die podcast. And all of a sudden, the traffic slows down, and it's, oh, crap. And your mindset goes from positive to negative in like a second.
I think also attributes before that have happened. Ooh. Circumstances before you hit that traffic jam. Maybe you were running late, you spilled coffee, or whatever. You
were just in an argument with your spouse, kid didn't come home from school on time or back from a date on time. You're thinking about the other things in your life, and then what happens, your tipping point or your cup runneth over with negative stuff, and it like becomes it exacerbates everything.
Okay, and then that in turn impacts or affects your attitude and how you're going to your actions and behaviors throughout the day.
Right. So what we're saying here is mindset determines attitude.
Ooh, where's the ding?
I don't know. The dinger.
No ding when you ask.
Come on.
The dinger's been thinking about it.
All right. And so your mindset is your thoughts, right? What's going on in your head.
Right. Or your focus.
Okay.
And you're trying to make certain that you power through this in a positive way because you may be going to this appointment, there's no traffic, but you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a cold or you feel a scratchy throat and you're all pissed off about that. So that's mindset.
And then your attitude, let's define attitude for everybody.
The way you dedicate yourself to the way you think.
Ooh.
Think it's good, it's good. Think it's bad, it's bad.
So attitude is not something that you just have.
No, it's something that you dedicate yourself to. Because if you just let it go, then you'll react to the circumstance, and the circumstance will determine your attitude, not you. Hey.
So that guy doesn't just have a bad attitude. That guy created a bad attitude via his mindset.
He gave it to himself.
He let himself get a bad attitude.
He chose.
Yeah.
He chose it with his thoughts.
It was gifted to him. Now, let me go to a deeper thing, and then you can continue.
Okay. Go on.
The word is resilience. And your attitude and your mindset are often triggered by your past experiences. It is how you react, respond, and recover from what happens to you. Those three things create resilience. So if you've been in a bad situation before and something good has happened as a result of it, you'll remember that, and that will prevent you from going deep into bad or vice versa. So you look at it from the perspective of, okay, what do I need in my skill set? And in your skill set, you need resilience in order to determine mindset. Resilience sets off to the side. They're not part of the whole process, but it's part of your being. Attitude, mindset, attitude, and then response.
Mm-hmm.
All triggered by your resilience experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you don't know any better, you're going to probably go negative. But if you've had positive things happen to you in the past as a result of it, you'll go positive.
So we all agree this is important.
Yes.
Brent, did you have attitude or mindset training in school?
In school, no. However, through sports, yes.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Right. The coach is encouraging.
You lose the pass. You have to keep going and not even think about it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. You
got to be mentally tough to get through the workouts just in general, right?
Yeah.
And then when you lose or when you lose a play or you lose a game, you got to keep going because you got another game. If it's baseball, you got another game the next day.
Right.
Football, you got 1 week to recover.
Well, that's why they say a lot of sports players are good salespeople.
That's right, because, not only do they have the
and
will
they're competitive.
To win and be competitive, but they're coachable.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And baseball, we were just talking about the Charlotte Knights.
Yeah.
Thinking about when you're up to bat and you have two strikes, think about that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Not only after a game, but in the middle situation, you really have to have control over your mind.
Now, let's go into that very subtly, okay? As a batter, am I saying, I hope I don't strike out or I'm going to hit the ball?
I'm going to hit the ball.
Sometimes.
I'm going to knock it out of the park.
Sometimes somebody might say, I better not strike out.
Mm-hmm.
And and they're going to strike out. Yeah. The likelihood is they'll take a third strike with the bat on their shoulder.
Because
an upside down K, if you will.
Think about those words. And we interviewed Mark England, who's going to be on our show this week, who talks a lot about your word choices and your thought choices. But think about those words. I'm going to strike out. What is standing out in there?
Well, the word not can be eliminated. I'm not going to strike out.
I'm not going to strike out. What are the words, though? Strike out. That's the thing that you're focusing on rather than I'm going to hit it out of the park.
Right.
Is that the term?
Oh, yeah. If you hit a home run.
I'm a girl.
Double. Yeah, that was good.
You know what?
That was good.
Hold on a second. There's no gender deficiency in this world anymore.
I happen to love baseball. Okay. So we have Zach Krupp here. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Zach.
What up? Zach's going to be joining us for a Motivational Monday, Motivation Monday, and he's going to give some tips.
He's our young entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. And he's going to be giving some tips, I think, actually, on mindset, which is going to be really cool.
Yep.
And Anthony Conklin, I Better Not Lose, the think is your mindset, perspective determines your results. Love that. Brian Silvers. By the way, Brian Silvers gave the applause, and also he gave the ding when Doug
ding.
Missed the ding. Yeah. But Brian. I think Doug purposely missed it.
That's an unofficial ding. I don't.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't go into the record books.
Right. It's a silent ding. It's like a mindset
that's so
ding.
Not fair.
But the bottom line. Listen. The bottom line is we're giving you the fundamentals of a better way to dedicate yourself to the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with how you get in the car to begin with. What happened at home? Did you kiss your kids goodbye or tell them they better not do something or you're going to punish them for a week and take their phone away?
Well,
are you okay with your spouse or is there a little argument brewing? Did you trip out of the shower or did you tip the scales a little higher than you wanted to tip the scales and you're all pissed off? Or did you have that donut to kind of set you off? Whatever it is, that is part and parcel of the mindset process.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way you react to something that happens to you negative, if you're already set on negative, it's going to be a double.
Yeah.
Maybe a triple.
Yeah. So, okay, they don't give you attitude training in school.
Nope.
I didn't get any. You didn't get any yet. You guys get any?
Nope.
No. And yet people always say, oh, you have to have a better attitude. You have to have a positive attitude. So let's get into how do you train your attitude? How do you train to respond positively in negative situations so that let's say you get to the meeting and the decision maker forgot about the meeting or isn't there or gives you their
or sent you to somebody
person.
Else because he perceives you as a less than worthy human being.
Yeah. How do you keep a positive mindset so that you can actually have a winning attitude and close the deal?
So
yes.
Let's begin here.
Okay.
What do you do when you wake up?
Ooh.
Do you watch the news, the traffic, the weather? Most people do. Most people want to, quote, see what's going on, which is total bullshit because it's the same thing that went on yesterday or the day before. And
even for Fabricio, who's joining us from Brazil, it's the same thing on the news there, I'm sure. There's no positivity.
Same shit.
Yeah.
They just sent their.
They don't show puppies,
right?
Like happy puppies,
right?
Yeah.
Right. It's not puppy
puppies
day.
Puppies at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I can just see the 7 o'clock in the morning news where some lady comes on and goes, "Hey, look at this puppy I just got this weekend." I don't think it's going to happen. They're going to tell you who got beat up in a parking lot and what burnt down.
Yep. You know, it's very interesting you say that because I never watch the news in the morning.
Yeah.
However, one night I was staying at an ex-colleague's house. And like I woke up and I hear the TV on. I'm like, wait, why is the TV on right now? It's, right. It's in the morning.
Yeah.
Apparently, people do watch the news in the morning.
And what they'll say is it's like, background noise.
Yeah.
No, it's not background noise. It's total negative bullshit.
I used to not know anything different because growing up, my mom would have the news on from the very second my dad left in the morning and he would leave at like 5 o'clock in the morning to go to work until I left for school because I would go in there to hang out and say hi and talk or whatever. The news was always on for hours.
Wow.
Hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So I didn't know any different. And I had to, as an adult, decide I don't want this bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's part and parcel
Rachel
of your mindset.
Rachel Berlin. Hi. Just jumped on from Wisconsin. Hey, Rachel. What's up?
So now you're in the car and your mindset is sort of halfway there, one way or the other.
Yep.
And then you take in the circumstances of what happens in the car. Are you out of gas, figuratively or literally? This morning, the light came on in my car. The little gasoline tank. Yeah.
Can you? I hate getting gas. Can I know. You I get hate gas. That
too. I know. You have to pump your own. But
guys, I'll go get gas. Okay. Yeah,
no, I got it already. It's right, too late.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, it deterred my thought process. I was thinking about gas rather than my circumstance. Mm-hmm. I had to sort of divert because I didn't want to, quote, run out of gas. That's like one of the dumb things you can do. And as I'm turning left into the gas station.
Yeah, you do seem like an idiot in today's world if you run out of gas.
As I'm turning left into the gas station and it's only like 25 feet between me and the gas tank, I'm thinking to myself, I wonder what would happen if I just ran out right here. Like, who would help me push the car 20 feet across traffic into the gas station?
Well, it's Charlotte.
How would that affect your day?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway,
well, it's your choice.
Anyway,
right?
It'd be kind of funny.
Yeah.
I decided that I was going to think during my pump. Hmm. And I thought about the three or four things that I wanted to do today that would have positive outcomes, who I was going to call, what I was going to do. In the meantime, I let the gas sort of pump itself. It's a little slower if you don't like press on the lever, but I let it go slow this morning.
Yeah.
So I could think myself.
So I think I want to go back to something you just said, because you just asked about your morning routine. And I want to challenge everyone. What is your morning routine? Write down what you've been doing for the past, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 mornings. I know it's Monday, but weekends count too.
And I'm going to tell you something. If you use the word my, in your morning routine, something's drastically wrong. I can't do anything until I have my coffee. There are thousands of people who say that.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you don't need a cup of coffee. You want a cup of coffee, but that should not be your mental focus to, like, zombie yourself over to a coffee machine and pour a cup of your shit coffee, because ours is Death Wish coffee and it's amazing coffee.
It is really good
coffee. But yours is probably like Folgers or something. And, well, I don't want too strong a coffee. It's too bitter. No, it's coffee. Otherwise, it's dishwater. There's two kinds of coffee, dishwater and coffee.
Love that. We just had something on there. We only drink Death Wish coffee. It's true, though. We do. This is 100% Death Wish in the
cellar. And this is our mug, by the way. You can order them. You get 2 for 1 still.
Yep.
Go on BuyGittimer, or do you go on?
Yeah, BuyGittimer.com. It says there's no prize for second place in sales. Sell or Die Podcast. And then on the back, it says, I'm a diehard.
Yes, ma'am.
Doug is
focusing
cool.
in on
I
this.
That.
I love that.
I love that. So we're going to pop a link to the mug at the top of this.
Yeah.
And you can be drinking your Death Wish coffee out of the same mugs we do.
All right, like us.
Yeah, Doug.
Yeah, I've got a question here from reddit.com/r/sales. Real salespeople on Reddit, they love to go on here and ask questions. So I've pulled one here on attitude. Let's take a look at that.
Ooh.
It says, this is from Stinky Magenta.
Oh, Stinky, one of my buds.
I love these names. They're amazing.
Stinky Magenta. He must be a color specialist.
I went to high school with that guy. All right, so.
I dated his sister.
All right, so Stinky Magenta says, I work for a digital marketing agency, and today I got off a call with a prospect that sounded like talking to me was a chore, but eventually invited me to check back when they've hired a dedicated digital marketing manager because I added value to the call. Now, I know I'm supposed to be happy that I got a no, but their tone put me off, and now I'm here trying to get centered again by basically asking this question. How do you deal with a call that throws you off psychologically? This has a lot to do with what we've been talking about.
The answer to that is quite simple. You try to create thoughts and phrases that in the mind of that prospective customer create a positive response. So for example, you might say, until you hire that digital person, what are you going to do to continue to generate leads? And could we possibly act as your interim person rather than wait until you go through the hiring process? Like, I'm thinking this guy missed a huge golden opportunity here to put himself or herself, well, Stinky, is that man or woman? Is that a guy's name?
Neutral.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's a guy's name. I don't think a woman's going to call herself Stinky.
You never know.
Yeah. Well, but the bottom line, Stink, is is that you missed the opportunity. You were willing to let that customer say, we're going to hire somebody, and I swear to God, we'll call you back. And you're going, okay, like, you weren't happy with that. you could have created a happier response for yourself by putting yourself more into the mix.
Okay, I'm going to add to that. Go. I like that, Jeffrey.
No, thanks, honey.
In between calls.
Can I call you honey?
So if the next call is, the next task for you is to pick up the phone and make your next call, you need to reset your mindset. You can't just go into the next call and say, okay, because it's going to bring, you're going to bring whatever that psychological negative feeling is with you, and the next customer's going to hear that too, and then you're going to keep getting the same kind of responses.
So what's a good way to change that mindset?
Okay, so I have a few things that I do personally.
Have a donut?
No.
That's what I do.
I don't have donuts laying around, sorry. But I'll go outside and get some fresh air, or I'll do Headspace. I don't know if you guys have that app, but I personally love the Headspace app. And even if you take 3 minutes of meditation with Andy, and Jeffrey hates Andy. He hates
his
voice.
Crazy.
But
hey,
I
Andy.
Hi, welcome to Headspace. This is Andy.
My name's Andy.
And I'm, but you know what? It works for me. It may not work for everyone, you may try it and it may work for you.
I'm in the category of everyone that it doesn't work for.
Okay. So there's lots of different meditation apps. I think that one's the best.
Let me throw something at you, though. We're doing Miracle Morning. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Hal Elrod. We're giving him a little shout out here.
Yes.
And this morning we're running a little late. And I said to Gabrielle, I said, you can do two things in Miracle Morning. And you should know that the six things of Miracle Morning are silence, writing, exercise.
So there's an acronym.
Savers.
Savers.
Visualization and
affirmations.
Affirmation. And
silence, affirmation,
so I said,
visualization.
Exercise, reading, and writing.
So I said, Gabrielle, you can only do two things. What are you going to do? And immediately she gets up and does 60 jumping jacks without saying a word. And it pumped her up.
Yeah.
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 So if you lose a sale, if you're not.
Do 60 jumping jacks. I promise you, in 60 seconds,
if you can,
you will feel like a different person.
Yeah. I can do like
I'll
seven.
Feel like a nap, I think.
No,
you
so
look like
you
a nap.
Think you're going to want a nap after you do that, but what it does to your body is it actually pumps you up. And you're a sports guy, so I'm sure you can talk to this, Brent, but it actually pumps you up.
Increases the blood flow.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in the shower after you've exercised and felt crappy?
No.
No, you always feel good. You always feel good.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. So I hate to do this. We're supposed to be on another call. So we got to wrap this one up.
We're done on MM. Motivation Monday, for those of you not familiar with our dialogue. And
thank you guys all for joining us today.
We totally appreciate it.
If you want to subscribe to Sell or Die, all you need to do is go to your favorite podcast app and search for Sell or Die.
If you have an iPhone, download Overcast. It's a good one.
That's right.
Subscribe and then like a few of our episodes so we can maintain our leadership position there.
Yeah, and if you're on iTunes, write a review, drop us a line. We're here. We want to chat with you. We want to connect with you. We'll be back live next Monday. And until then, you can find us tomorrow on the Sell or Die.
Sell or Die. And here's wishing that your mindset is set on, I'm going to get this sale, even if my ass falls off.
I love it.